Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. This really isn't about copying other people's work, is it? It's more about how creators are being held back by concerns about the legal and creative implications they might get themselves involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. Copyright law is quite strict. So what copyright law says is that if you use almost anything from a prior creation, then you have to get permission for that use. And that makes sense when you're talking about big commercial enterprises where people are engaging in these sort of arrangements all the time and they have standard contracts. But when it's individual creators who are just trying to make something, the process of having to ask permission for each and every little thing they do can really put put the brakes on their creativity.
Yeah, I can imagine. What are the main problems you find that creators find themselves running into during that process?
We found three main problems. One is that it can be very confusing. The Copyright Act is a very large piece of legislation and the law is not always written very clearly. So it can be very confusing for creators to know when they have to ask permission and who to ask from. And then when they do go and ask permission, the two problems we found was time and money. So often they would write to publishers or copyright owners to ask permission and they wouldn't receive a response for months and months. Sometimes they wouldn't receive any response. Or if they did receive a response, they were often asked to pay quite a lot of money, even for very small samples, which with their creative budget would often leave them in a very difficult position. Sometimes they couldn't afford it at all and they would have to abandon their project.
Yeah, right. It's pretty disappointing when you'd have to do that. I guess a follow-up question to that would be, how are the creative projects themselves impacted by the copyright laws?
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's hard to know because what we found was that people tend to self-censor. So when they're worried that something might be a little bit too risky or a little bit too expensive, they will consciously or unconsciously change their project along the way. But when it's conscious, it's either that they're changing their project to avoid copyright material. So one good example of that is documentary filmmakers will often either want to use snippets of music or film to demonstrate something in their own documentary, or they might be filming in a situation where there's music playing in the background. So they might be interviewing somebody in a pub, for example, and they would have to get permission and often pay for permission to have that music playing in the background. And if they can't afford that, then they have to find a way to obscure that music. So they might fiddle with the sounds or distort the sounds so that you can't tell what that song is.
Really? I had no idea about that.
Yeah. Copyright law allows incidental capture of some things like artwork in the background hanging on a wall, but other things are not permitted. Just as a matter of law, you have to get permission from the copyright owner, and that includes music or films, so a TV playing in the background, for example.
Wow. How does Australia's copyright law compare to those of other countries? Are we more extreme in comparison?
We have stricter exceptions. So there are some exceptions in the law that say in certain situations you can do this without having to get permission. Now, in Australia, those exceptions are very narrow and very strict. So you can only use other people's work for certain purposes, such as research or study or making a parody or making a criticism. So a film critic, say, could show a sample of a film that they're critiquing. But in general, you can't just use something because of your ongoing creativity. Whereas in other countries like the United States, they have a much broader exception called fair use. And that allows you to use parts of somebody else's work so long as you're doing something new with it. So they call that as long as you're transforming it in some way, then you can normally use that without having to seek permission.
Well, something that could relate quite heavily to the fair use would be a quite, I guess, recent case was the Men at Work song, Down Under. and its comparison to the Kookaburra song, I should say, by Marion Sinclair. In what way was that an example of how copyright affects Australia's creative scene, I guess?
That's a really great example, actually. So if you look at the Men at Work song, Down Under, and Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree, they are completely different songs. One is not a substitute for the other one in the market. People would not mistake those two songs as being the same thing. And Men at Work obviously put in a lot of their own creativity into making the Down Under song, and they produced something new that was really of benefit to the Australian people.
For sure, but, it's one of the greatest songs in Australian history. Well, you know.
Exactly. But because they had used a few bars from Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree, there was no exception that they could rely on. It was essentially a quotation or a homage, which our law does not permit, unless you have proper permission from the copyright owner. Whereas in America, that would have very clearly been fair use. And they would have been able to do that song and they wouldn't have got into the trouble they got into years down the track.
Yeah, because I understand it actually quite deeply affected I'm not sure of his name, but the flute player who played that, it quite deeply impacted on his mental health or something like that.
Yes, it had a very strong impact on him. At least what I read at the time was that the lawsuit was, I guess he was ashamed of people thinking that he had stolen something, when in fact they were just trying to make a song. Yeah. So it can have very deep personal impacts on creators too.
Exactly. So how can Australia's copyright laws better improve to promote rather than hold back Aussie creators?
I think we need to continue exploring whether we can adopt fair use in Australian law. And I think the law needs to do more to match the norms and expectations of the creative community. So often publishers or companies will demand that their creators get permission for each and every use that they make. So book publishers will often require authors, for example, to have permission for every little quotation they include in a book. And that's not... may not actually be necessary. Our law may actually be a little bit more flexible than what our practices have built up around. And I think we need to continue to explore those flexibilities and try to just let creators get on with the business of creating.
Exactly right. That sounds like the best note to leave this interview on. Thank you so much, Doctor, for talking to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.